many men wish death upon me. Blood in my eyes, dog, and I can't see. I'm trying to be what I'm destined to be, and people trying to take my life away.
Well, it's time for an update. So in this vlog, we're gonna be heading to New York to visit two of my offices for two of my more significant investments. I'm sure as most of you guys know by now, because I always say it with great pride, I made a very, very large investment to become co-owner in WAP. And we flew out to New York to get a lot of things aligned and in check going into 2026, as well as check out our new fifth floor expansion. Our new office is probably four times the size of our existing one, and we're actually still keeping our existing one, which is very exciting. In fact, we're even turning it into a space for all of you guys, for our power users on WAP to literally just hang out and have a place to work, shoot content, interact with each other, etc. And then we go straight from there to our new offices for Lyra. I think I first talked about this business actually here in this exact room in one of the earlier vlogs this year. Ever since that point, things have been amazing. We got accepted into Y Combinator. We did a $6 million raise at a $40 million valuation. Coming up very shortly, we should be doing our Series A. And it's been an incredible journey, of course, as the largest shareholder in the business. It's been a great play on my end. But apart from that, just, you know, when I first invested in the company, to be entirely honest, I invested because of Courtney, one of the co-founders. But as time has gone on, our software has become so much more than what we originally planned. And the addressable market for this business has just grown and grown and grown. So listen, I'll be honest with you, this has been one of those years where at the end of the year, I can well and truly say that I left it all out on the field. I'm exhausted, but exhausted in a good way. This is, I really think we're capable of so much more than we know and so much more than we give ourselves credit for. But it's hard to go flat out like that year after year. But we all have some of those years we look back at and we're like, wow, we left it all out on the court. And I can tell you for a fact that this has been one of those years. So as exhausted as I am, I'm that much more fulfilled. And maybe, just maybe, I might even tell myself for once, because I really am not good at this, maybe I'm even a little bit proud. So with all that being said, let's head to New York.
All right. So we're going to New York. Second time this year.
Indeed, indeed. Checking in on some of our offices.
And what else we got planned to do there?
A few bits and bobs. Gonna be there for 5 days. Then we'll fly down to Miami for 5 days. And then back to Dubai. I can't wait to get to school each day.
The key thing with this version compared to the other version is we've like unchained it, and so it's not just a sales thing. Our biggest challenge now is to see what people use it for, mm-hmm. and then try and empathize and improve it, right?
It's a little bit like a personal assistant on the meeting with you.
Yeah.
Noting everything down, having context.
And can do things. So we call it a teammate. Imagine like a bunch of tasks that the teammate can do, mm-hmm. like Zakia.
So Lyra can actually execute on the tasks.
Correct.
So if I tell you, what's the biggest difference between, you know, these note takers and Lyra?
So the biggest difference is we control the UI. After a call ends with Lyra, you automatically go to a page where you can actually do stuff and interact with your AI. So the whole meeting experience is like completely changes and moves work forward, yeah. as opposed to like some awkward thing that joins, that takes notes and may or may not do things. And you never check it.
So what you just saw right there, literally the second we landed, we went straight to Lyra offices because we were launching on Product Hunt with the goal of having number one product of the day. And unfortunately, we didn't hit it. And I guess that's part of the game sometimes. We gave it our best effort, landed at number two spot for the day. But nonetheless, it was still a resounding success. And we have some even bigger pushes to the software coming up actually very shortly in the next couple weeks now.
All right, so you want to explain what we're doing now?
We are picking up three watches for Montage Mania winners. Well, it's four Rolexes, but we already had Armando pick it up in Dubai, so he's already got his.
My friend, that is yours.
Dude, it is sick.
check the case back.
Let me check it out. No freaking way. don't know if y'all can see it. It has a monetized logo right there. That's freaking sick, man.
Congrats, bro. You deserve it. Good work.
Appreciate it.
Three Rolexes left. Got a McLaren to give away on Sunday.
So yeah, going to Moses the Jeweler. Pick up some watches for the monetized Mania winners.
Do you know what this shit take? I hit that star from the base. Yeah. Go broke, you get out of place. Out of pocket. These niggas' pockets deflated. Yeah. More profit, you talking my language. I'm toxic.
It's for a giveaway, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. Where's the giveaway happening?
WAP.
Fuck yeah. You enjoyed the video we did with WAP?
Yeah, sick.
It's fucking fire,
you
were
filming it?
Yeah, it was very fun. They were freaking awesome, man. I love them. All of them brand new.
Lovely.
All 2025. How many people are going to be in the giveaway?
So basically, we did a leaderboard. Number one got McLaren. So you can sell on Sunday. So the person who made the most on WAP in a 90-day period.
How much does that person make, just curiously?
878,000.
In how long?
90 days.
What the fuck am I doing in jewelry?
With a digital product.
Oh, shit.
And then we have like prizes for the top 30. So we have number 2 to 5 get Rolexes. One of the guys already collected it. Can't make it this Sunday. And then,
big number.
Yeah, as good as like they made 8.9 million in 90 days.
Crazy. Guys, WAP is doing a giveaway. Giving away 3 Rolexes, but to their best workers. So, if people wanted to work for you, they could just work for you?
No, these are users of ours, like power users.
If anybody wanted to be a user, they could become a user?
Not at the moment, no.
Not at the moment, okay.
We close it out.
That's it. So join the waitlist. That's it. Enjoy, my brother.
Perfect. Appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
Morning, sorry for the wait. So we are doing a little get together for some of the monetized winners. And yeah, top 30 people on leaderboard. They get to come offices, win some sick prizes.
Do a little Q&A, mastermind type of.
A little mastermind.
Yeah.
Give away the gifts. Same old, same old.
Especially most of them want to sell into the US market now. So I have a lot of the big players in Brazil that are processing their US payments on WAP now. And I'm getting them integrated in the system. Like we have picks, it's just like we're not overly competitive yet with Hotmart.
You need adaptive pricing, I'm telling you. Stuff that all the payment methods show at once. And then you get the Brazilian payment method.
It's just those like local financing options are so weird. Like I don't even know how we're gonna figure that out, but we will.
Yeah, pretty much open Q&A, chat away. We'll riff for about 90 minutes. You can ask me anything. Max, obviously, I'm sure some of you guys know. He's CEO at a digital product business, so he's the one that keeps everything intact. And yeah, we'll riff for about 90 minutes, and then we'll break up for lunch. After that, we've got some of the WAP team speaking. So I'm sure, as you guys know, WAP is an absolute powerhouse, and we wouldn't be able to do what we do without them. So I can speak about platform, processing, financing, all the fun stuff. And then, towards the end of the day, I think we have some prizes to give away. So, yeah, on that note, let's get it.
What's the reason for, I know I can make 10 million and I choose not to because I can do XYZ. Like, what is that XYZ?
Like a high ticket offer like 15k, it's better to run paid ads to like a live event, liquidate the cost through VIP tickets, and then have like a $4,000 offer that's direct to cart and then upsell them? Or do you think it's better to just be simple, run it to a VSL funnel, and then, you know, charge higher prices?
What are some key things that you did in helping you balance your time with your team and even you when you're trying to build or scale more of an info coaching offer with an agency? So you're kind of prioritizing your agency in info coaching.
And German speaking, would you go in that, because that's like a niche market again, or would you just say, no, do it like internationally?
I never thought that I would find.
So one of the coolest things about being a co-owner in WAP is the fact that I now have visibility of my own digital product customers' success. So I'm in this very interesting position because in a way, we're players in this market. Digital product, info space, even though we don't really even sell info anymore, what we sell is software and a bundle of softwares. And what we do is we bundle softwares and we have different wholesale rates. So technically, actually, what we've been selling for the past few years is software, but whatever, digital products, info, whatever, anything in that industry. We broke the WAP records not once, but twice this year. And bear in mind, people have processed over $1 billion on WAP just this year alone. And as I said, we just broke the WAP record again for the second time for most amount processed in 1 hour, 24 hours, 7 days, and 30 days. So it's interesting because we're players and we're playing at the top of our game and we're in this industry competing at the highest level, breaking all the records. So we're players, but then we're also coaches because I'm sure as you guys saw, I spent a lot of money to buy a company called Consultant.com. And Consultant.com is the number one advisory firm in the world for info, coaching, digital product, knowledge businesses, anything in that domain. So we're like player, coach, but then also owner, as an owner of the league, owner of the team, because we're co-owners in WAP. So it's like, I can tell you for a fact that like growing up, if you told me that, hey, this would be the industry you're in, or you know the most about, or you're the number one expert in the world in, I would go like, I don't know. I just, sometimes you stumble into things. And I guess all that to say that sometimes you just go with the flow. And I think whatever you do in life, you need to find meaning in it. And whatever you do in life, I actually just think it's almost irrelevant. Just as long as you genuinely feel like you're moving your industry forward, you're pushing boundaries, you're testing things, you're trying things. I really don't think it matters what you do, what business you're in, what industry you're in. And a lot of times it won't be the most glamorous. And by the way, I can tell you the most profitable businesses, the most profitable industries in the world are not the most glamorous. But anyways, the reason I bring up this whole thing is what you saw right there is our monetized users from April, we did a 90-day challenge to see who could earn the most money using the softwares and the tools and the training inside of Monetize in order to start or scale their digital product businesses. And it was super cool. We had 8.9 million in tracked earnings in 90 days. I've never been able to track like that in the past. And I've never been able to track real time our users' success because like I didn't have that visibility. Now I do. So it's just been such a cool experience. We have more data than we've ever had on our users. It means that we can improve our software stack, our offer, our support, just all across the board. It's been one of the best sort of unintended effects of becoming a co-owner in WAP. But anyways, what you're about to see next, yeah, you know what, I'm really proud of. And that's seeing our new office expansion. In this video, I honestly don't even know if it comes across how massive our new office is. Like, it's incredible. Of course, I can't get into full specifics and whatnot. But since our last raise at an $800 million valuation, we have 5x'd. Businesses this size, I don't see them grow this quick. And I truly believe that what Shopify did for the e-commerce space, WAP is gonna trump that by 10 times. Because not only are we the payments infrastructure, we're also the delivery infrastructure, the network effect infrastructure. Like, listen, of course, I'm a little biased and I could go on for days and days and days, but like, I don't know, man. It's just like, it's really, really, really cool to see. And I'll be honest with you, there's many, many moments where like me and the team want to pull our hair out because it feels like some days we feel like we're moving too fast. Some days we feel like we're not moving fast enough. I also don't get to spend as much time in the office as I would like to. So trying to manage a lot of things remotely is also very difficult, but WAP truly is a fucking generational company. And I want to make it clear, I was very fortunate to be able to come in and invest in a previously closed round, and that's not common at all. And to be able to get everyone on board and be so accommodating to have me be able to invest in the way that I did is that without getting into specifics of it. But anyways, yeah, just all in all, shout out to the WAP guys and gals for truly building something incredible.
We can turn the bottom into like a creator space. So almost like a Soho house for people to pull up and shit. So like,
and then this is where the team will work from.
Yeah, we'll run it.
So this is my office?
Yeah,
this
is your office.
Thanks. Wait, why did the team move up?
We just got a bigger team.
I think
the coolest part is the balcony as well.
Come on, here, smoke some cigars.
Andy.
This does not feel safe at all.
It's definitely safe.
This?
I know.
This is, I don't know, something about this feels.
it gives a heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
So what's cooking?
How are we getting to 200 million a month?
Right now we're at one, like trailing L30 GMV is 176.
Solid.
It's pretty dope.
Kind
of cool.
Sick.
Only a little bit of that's monetized.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. Quite a lot of that's monetized.
We're working on branding a bit, I think, because now that we're talking to like bigger merchants as well, it kind of becomes tough to like, they want to trust you with their business, right? Yeah. So we're going to do like a little more of these landing pages and stuff we're rolling out in a second here for like coaching courses, platforms, all these different things. Uh-huh. Because if you think about like, let's say we're doing the payments for OpenAI, then if you talk to like, you know, an e-com, you know, info creator that's doing $3 million a month, they're probably going to trust your business a lot more because you can say we're processed for OpenAI. Yeah, you know what I mean? So we're thinking about that. And then we're thinking about payouts product too. Now that, for example, we've got like accepting payments really well, and we're going to do more local payment methods. That's we're doing an international sprint in a second here. We're looking into like how do we make our payouts product really good? Because for example, like for a prop firm, the risk is on the pay-ins because a customer can dispute the pay-in, but we have really good payouts. Like we can pay you out in Venmo, Cash App, crypto, all these things. So if a prop firm wants, they can just wire the money into WAP. And they can use us for payouts to pay their users in different payment methods they wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
I don't know why we're still keeping downstairs though. It was fucking massive, bro. Why do we need two floors?
One for me, one for what? Anybody there? Anybody there? Anybody there?
Bro, this is massive.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
Huh? I want to stand in the viewpoint and look at my floor. Fuck, man. Fucking massive.
Okay, guys. We're going to do prize giving, which is the most fun part. Just kidding. The speeches were also great. If everyone wouldn't mind taking a seat, please, and Yvonne will call people out and grab your prizes.
Moving on to the watches. Number 4th place, first Rolex of the day, we got Mr. John Mao.
Sure.
Ooh, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Oh my god. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure, bro.
In third place, Matt Parr.
Let's go, Matt.
Here we go.
Sweet. Beautiful.
Second place, we got last Rolex of the day, Chase Chappell.
Congratulations. And up first, earning himself if he didn't live in Puerto Rico, a McLaren. But instead, he gets a check for $180,000. Richard Yu. Congratulations to absolutely everyone. We said Max will go hand out some of the Hills stuff shortly. I think that's pretty much it for today.
That's it.
Yeah, we're going to be hanging around the next couple hours, so relax, chill, throw up some FIFA if you want. yeah, enjoy.
I don't think we're ready for this wetness.
I'm from London, bro. This is light
work. Yeah, it's true, I was just walking the park for you.
It's a normal Tuesday. Woo,
woo, woo. Thank you for the weather, New York.
All right, rip it open.
Let's rip it.
Okay.
Ooh. Bitcoin orange.
Bitcoin orange.
There we go. Thank you, brother. Well done.
No
bro, we don't know how to drive this thing. This is crazy. Oh man.
All right. Well, it is what it is.
Thank you. Thank you for the car, man. This is awesome. Fantastic. All right.
Yeah.
So absolutely crazy. We gave away $250,000 worth of prizes to the people that placed in the top 30 of the Monetize Mania competition. And in fact, right now we have our next Monetize Mania competition running with our 3.0 members, and they're competing for $350,000 worth of prizes, which, yeah, just absolutely insane what we're doing with Monetize. And for Monetize 2.0, the first place winner got a McLaren. Well, actually, technically, they got a $180,000 check. It was a McLaren or a $180K check. So the whole point of the competition was for McLaren, but yeah, this individual opted for the $180K instead. This individual lives in Puerto Rico. It's just a bit of a nightmare having all this stuff there. So instead gave him a nice $180K check.
I'm good. How are you? Good
to
hear. Busy day today?
Yeah.
Very busy. So.
How are you finding me?
It's all right, bro.
It's okay, bro.
Yes?
Listen, I like the energy here. From if you come here and all you do is work, I think it's good.
I still think London is a better city. I just think New York is
great. Yeah. Yeah. No, London is a better city.
Yeah. Salt and pepper heavy D
up in the limousine. Our biggest bottleneck is talent.
Really?
Yeah, so we had 600 and something signups. There's supposed to be, I think...
750.
I think there's 30,000 meetings scheduled over the month.
About 20,000.
20,000 meetings scheduled on Lyra. Uh-huh. And so the demand for the customer base is there. That's going well. The product feedback is coming in, so we're already working on the next version, which will go out next month, and that would be... Ideally, the last time we reset a lot of the core base, and it's just like improvements. I think we've learned most of the things we need to learn. Obviously, there's always more, but there's that. So we have all the feedback, we have all the customers, we have all the designs. We need to build it as fast as possible, and we have the capital. And so the literal bottleneck is, how can we find enough engineers as fast as possible who are willing to work at what we can afford while still being super talented? And there's lots of ways to do that. I think one of the best is through some personal brand element.
So... You guys don't mind remote time?
Ideally in person. Yeah.
Does New York make it difficult?
It makes it expensive.
Oscar, how you doing?
Hey, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. You ready for the best meeting experience of your life?
Literally, I've been waiting all day for this. Hey, be honest with how you
feel. I said that's easier. That was good, bro. That was snappy.
Yeah, let me show you some tricks for the next one.
There's a discernible difference in terms of quality, like video quality.
Yeah, it's good, right?
It's very sharp.
So these are your private notes, so no one else will be able to see this. Everyone has their own notepad, which you can literally like expand and do whatever you want. The reason this is useful is because when the AI is finished the call, it takes the transcript to enrich your notes. So it knows what you care about and then will sort of improve that. But then you have the ability to like trigger the AI at any point. So like
hello, Courtney. You some, how can I assist you today?
What's the capital of Spain?
The capital of Spain is Madrid.
Now,
and are they hearing it on their side?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's an actual person on the call. But what is more important is you can end the call and say, Lyra, we spent 2 hours talking a bunch of shit. Give me the 5 takeaways. And it will spin it out. Or whatever your specific use case is, but it has full context on that. Then the next version, we can maybe show you some mockups, but it will be this, but like 10 times higher. I use it a lot for investor stuff because very often, like I ask them numbers, and you know people give you numbers and you have no ability to fact check it. So I just bring the AI in and I'm like, Lyra, validate, and it will just completely run through all their bullshit.
Wait, but and they can hear you while you're doing this?
Yeah, Lyra will speak.
Fuck. Wow, that's crazy.
So the idea is it is another person on the call.
Yeah.
So when it comes in, everyone hears it.
Wow.
Everyone speaks to it.
It's crazy.
So is the AI going to work on the call now?
Yeah, that's why I'm showing it to.
How much is OpenAI worth?
As of the last available data, OpenAI was valued at approximately $29 billion after a secondary share sale in early 2023. However, valuations can change frequently. For the most current information, you might want to check the latest news or financial reports.
Awesome. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Not too far.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. Over the meeting I just had.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what happened. Those were some outcomes. Those were the next steps. It was with Oscar, boarding notes, etc.
Now, this is like not that fancy. It's basically summary. Good summary, but summary. The next version, what this will do is say, hey, from this meeting, here's the 6 things I think I should do. And like Tinder, you'll swipe left or no. And maybe it's update the pipeline,
create a linear ticket, whatever it is. You just swipe yes, no, yes, no. All the things you say yes to, it will go and do it. Mm. That's sort of what this is the precursor to, because obviously you need this to do that.
Well, so ladies and gents, that pretty much wraps up our trip to New York to visit our two offices out there. I feel like we're really pushing the boundaries. We just took everything up to another level this year, and I really couldn't be more proud and grateful for the team at all the companies. And going into 2026, I have a lot of hiring to do from multiple of the businesses. So always keep an eye out for my stories. Obviously, we have two offices in New York, so a lot of it will be location dependent. We also have some businesses that are fully remote. So yeah, keep your eyes out for that. But I can tell you, I'm going on a big hiring spree the next 3 to 6 months. So always watch out for my stories. I hope this was entertaining. Let me know in the comments, do you like seeing this sort of stuff? I'm also a bit apprehensive. I'm like, is this a little too boring for you guys? I know it's not as interesting or as exciting as the 1% of our lives, which is, you know, what we have on the vlog channel, on the unscripted channel. And it's also not as step-by-step as, you know, some of the content that we have here on the main channel, where it's a little bit more tutorial based, which, by the way, I've got some fucking sick videos lined up for the rest of the year, which I've just been planning and creating all the graphics and visuals for at the moment. So watch out for those. But as I said, let me know, do you enjoy these business vlog updates? I do like to have a record of them, because obviously I have a record of 10 years ago when it was just me trying to start my first online business, and me literally just the past 10 years, the ups, the downs, everything in between. I try my best to share it all. And on that note, as always, I'm watching from afar, and I'm rooting for you.